When we are a child, there is nothing to question because there is everything to question. Existing does not contradict what we know because we don't know anything yet. When everything is unknown, it's easy to accept the fact that we are left in the dark of our own lives. As we grow up, we learn from society that things are the way they are, and we get a false sense of permanence and security. It's only when we become aware of and center our lives around a structured society with rules and false certainty that we have something to contradict the unknown that we were born into. The known is what we build to feel safe in the dark. A great example of this is BoJack from the TV series BoJack Horseman. BoJack wants to be known for something great and not just the horse from Horsin' Around. He wants control over his identity, but he knows that the masses view him only based on what he has done and not as a complex person with feelings and goals. The show's plot, emulating the outline of a typical sitcom, is originally driven by his desire to be known for something great and also by his feelings for his ghostwriter Diane. It isn't until the end of the show that BoJack starts to realize that he is actually a terrible person.
I guess my question is, do you think it's too late for me?
What?
I mean, am I just doomed to be the person that I am? The person in that book? I mean, it's not too late for me, is it? It's not too late. Diane, I need you to tell me that it's not too late.
BoJack, I
need you to tell me that I'm a good person. I know that I can be selfish and narcissistic and self-destructive, but underneath all that, deep down, I'm a good person, and I need you to tell me that I'm good. Diane, tell me, please, Diane, tell me that I'm good.
Hey, aren't you the horse from Horsin' Around?
Even after he is known for being the star in a movie and having a biography published, he does not feel content. The things he has done and the way he feels about life are awful, even though he wants to be a good person. His identity is the sum of his traumatic childhood, the awful things he has done, his perspective on life, etc. It's not how society views him. Coping with existence is already difficult for BoJack because of his relationship with his parents and the trauma that he grew up with, and it doesn't help that society has convinced him that accomplishing something great will prove that he is doing life correctly and thus guaranteed to feel content and entitled to happiness. Throughout the show, the viewers go deeper and deeper into his mind and further away from society's view of him, and the plot becomes more driven by his trauma than by his desires. At the end of the show, he has a near-death experience and trip-like hallucinations recounting all the things he has done and the people he has hurt or been hurt by.
Is it terrifying?
No, I don't think so. It's the way it is, you know. Everything must come to an end. The drip finally stops.
See you on the other side.
Oh, BoJack, no. There is no other side. This is it.
He realizes that happiness does not describe what we do while we exist, but rather how we feel about existing.
There's nothing I can do, BoJack. I'm not real. None of this is.
So what do I do now?
BoJack, it doesn't matter.
Well, if it doesn't matter, can I stay on the phone with you at least?
Okay.
How was your day?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. My day was good.
All right, there it is. What is that, Amanda?
My poster.
What does it say at the top?
All About Me poster.
All About Me poster. Is that a poster about you?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it? Do you want to put it on the table and tell me about it? What does it say?
I personally relate to this struggle a lot. When I came to college, I suddenly felt like I was losing my identity, and I felt the urge to join all these clubs and get a job and establish myself just so that I would have something to say when introducing myself to new people. But we're not what we do with our time. We just are, have time, and do things.
Where is that?
Me.
Where?
Legoland.
Legoland.
And my Dalmatian dog and...
Everything that the series BoJack Horseman reveals about society begs the question, is society good for us? Maybe it would be better to revert back to hunter-gatherer times, or the Stone Age, where we formed tribes rather than mass civilizations with structure and expectations. In an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast, artist, musician, former journalist, and podcast host David Cho shares his experiences with living within society versus off-grid. In this episode, Cho recounts the places he has been and how it has changed his perspective on the world. When he was 19, he went to the Congo in search of a dinosaur rumored to be living deep in the jungle.
This is pre-internet, right? I don't have any information on the Congo except for I heard that there's a dinosaur there.
What year?
94. 94, 95. I lost track of time, but it was right after high school, so 18,
so
19.
So you don't have a cell phone either.
No cell phone, nothing.
People would ask him what drove him to the Congo on a whim, or tell him that that's not normal behavior, and he says...
The LA riots happened in 1992. I watched normal civilization. I saw that crumble overnight. And once again, that same kind of, I think I'm accepted in this country. I think people like me, for me. And it's like, no, we don't want you. Go back to where you come from.
When Cho finally reached the Congo jungle, he and a German traveler got lost and started to run out of food.
Have you ever been in that kind of situation where you're like, I'm going to die here? Like, I'm never going to, like, hope is gone. The few times in my life where I've been in this kind of hopeless situation, the only thing that's going to get me out of it is if I can control my mind. And in the daytime, I'm doing stand-up to the trees.
He and the German traveler only made it out of the jungle after finding a small civilization of people who helped them make their way out. But while Cho was fighting for his life, he had to cope with the situation in the only way that he knew how. Cho learned that surviving is just as hard as existing, but that art and expression could help him get through it. Everyone living within a society is facing hopelessness as much as anyone outside of society. The only difference is that existing within a society does not present itself as something to be coped with. Later in life, Cho says he felt he was losing his mind and hit rock bottom, so he decided to go back to Africa. He discovered the Hadzabe tribe, the last true nomadic tribe of Africa, and he asked them,
"Can I just like live with you guys for a little bit?"
They kindly took him in, and he learned from them survival skills and gratitude. One day he decided to give his art supplies to the kids in the tribe.
And the day just went by. I just gave art lessons and in my head I'm like, I cannot wait to get home and show this to people and maybe we can do prints and books and sell it and help you guys. And we're on top of this cliff, the cave, and they just throw it. Hey, man, I was gonna, you know, in my head it's like, come home, frame it. You know, this is a memory of my time there. We were present. We created it. We lived it. We enjoyed it. Bye-bye. Why am I going to go home? Like, I'm falling in love with these people. They're showing me how f***ed up I am and like what I, and so I just stayed there.
Cho was shocked by how the people of the Hadzabe tribe could live with so few attachments and material possessions. Watching the kids throw their work off a cliff without hesitation brought him clarity and shed light on the amount of value society places on objective accomplishments rather than subjective experiences. Cho was afraid of leaving society and adapting to life with the Hadzabe tribe, but once he had, he was afraid of the very opposite. A society, specifically a neoliberal capitalist one, is a house in a void so that we have something to grasp onto to say, yes, I am real, I exist, I am significant.
Okay, today Amanda and Justin made Jasper a maze. Let's see Jasper, and we're
one,
timing him.
Two, three.
To see if he gets faster, and he's got it figured out.
And I'm gonna 47 seconds and 70 milliseconds.
Okay, you sometimes can't tell right now that he's got it figured out because he stopped to take a little break to clean himself. Come on, Jasper! Go, Jasper, go!
Leaving the house is scarier than only ever knowing the void. I wish we could just stay kids, but society relies on the division of labor, therefore it needs to produce compliant workers and essentially brainwash them into thinking that society is absolutely necessary to survive. Maybe leaving the void and entering a house for the first time is just as scary as leaving a house in a void. This is why growing up has gotten scarier than it used to be, and why existing is getting harder to cope with. A void is only terrifying when compared to anything else. Structured society was designed to make our lives easier, but its purpose is inherently to maintain itself. It does not encourage individual growth, and it offers no guidance in healing with trauma that it has put us through. The scariest part of it all is that society is us. We designed it. But perhaps it gets to a point where our designs blossom and fall off of our branches, poison the soil, and infect our roots, leaving us to subtly and quietly rot.
Come on, Jasper.
Okay.
I found.
He was a little faster the second time around.
It's good I made this because Bailey's coming over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's back in there!
Oh, my.
Here. Oh, my God. Okay, let's do a rerun.
No, he's going
back. We're doing a rerun.
Going back. All right, do over. But they sure are having fun.
Do over.